Gracias por darnos un día más de vida para así poder avanzar en nuestro camino espiritual y poner nuestra espiritualidad al servicio de la paz mundial y al servicio del bienestar de la humanidad. Pedimos al Todopoderoso que nos haga entrar en un proceso de autocura para así poder encontrar esta paz interior y para llegar a esta autocura, que nos dé el poder del silencio y la capacidad de sanar la naturaleza.
Welcome, kind viewers, to another edition of Good People, Good Works. Today's program features Dr. Alfredo Sferiunas, an economist, spiritual activist, peace advocate, vegan, and president and founder of the Zembuling Institute for Human Transformation.
My name is Alfredo Sferiunas. That's my Western name. My Eastern name is Zembuling Chotap Ken. I am the founder and president of the Zembuling Institute for Human Transformation. The Institute is an institute about human transformation, the essence of human transformation, and how to bring this essence to public policy, to business, to the people on the street.
Alfredo Sferiunas holds a PhD in environmental economics from the University of Wisconsin, USA. During his 29 years at the World Bank, he held several key positions, including serving as its principal spokesperson at the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, and other international forums. Issues he focused on while at this non-governmental organization included environmental protection, human rights, constructive economic development by applying principles of spirituality and ethics, and other issues. Dr. Sferiunas also recently published two important books, Another Meaning of Enlightenment and 10 Spiritual Laws to Heal the World. In 2005, Dr. Sferiunas founded the Zembuling Institute for Human Transformation, which seeks to raise awareness about the need for human transformation in order to heal the world. The Institute has offices in Washington, D.C., USA, and Lisbon, Portugal.
The Zembuling Institute for Human Transformation essentially is defined by its own title. Zembuling means world. So we are looking not only as individual, but also our collective existence. We are not only looking at human beings, but all sentient beings, because they also belong to Zembuling. We are not only looking at beings, but also nature, that is also a being, that also belongs to Zembuling. Human transformation we have made central to us, to look at issues of why people do what they do and what are the main foundations of this transformation.
How does Dr. Sferiunas see human transformation occurring?
We have begun a long time ago with two or three main thrusts. One, that we need to find a balance between our spiritual development and our material development. This is something fundamental, because the model we are projecting to our present generation and future generations is to be materially rich, and we end up being spiritually poor. Mm. Spiritually poor means no identity, no understanding of your own culture, no understanding who you are, what are you doing in this planet, etc., etc. The second balance is between human reality and nature. We believe that there is no difference in intelligence between nature and human beings. So when we talk about the union of body, mind, and soul, for example, body, matter, mind, emotions, intelligence, memory, wisdom, and the soul, you know, our mission on this planet, this cannot happen if you think about differential intelligence. We try to apply this to economics, to finance, to medicine, to health, to education, and so on and so forth. The other thing which is important for the Institute is a society that is sustainable. But sustainability not only in economics, in environmental, or in social terms, but also in spiritual terms.
Based on these fundamentals, the Zembuling Institute conducts workshops, seminars, and gatherings where participants experience the subtle dimension of human transformation through spiritual methods.
We have two programs, very practical programs. One is silence. to help people to reach their power of silence. So the first program is silent meditation for world peace. So we go around the world teaching silence and practicing silence. We go around the world now dealing with issues of healing, nature and healing people. Also, we have many seminars, many retreats, dealing with issues of stress, anxiety, and depression. We have done these seminars in jails, in high security prisons, to the guards of those prisons as well as the prisoners, and really they are working fantastically well. We have a program of awareness creation, awareness of what are the fundamental questions humanity needs to address today. We are writing books and so on. We also deal with medicine in many ways. We are trying to finance, for example, short-term shortages of medicine in places where they have collapsed because of natural disasters. We have done it, for example, in Panama. We have brought medicine to Tibet from Nepal, natural medicine that doesn't exist in many places. The second thing is healing nature. We have a program called Trees for Peace. So we try to plant trees not just for forestry reason, not just for agricultural reason, not just for income. That's irrelevant for us. We are planting trees to heal nature, because by healing nature, we will heal ourselves. I'm talking about healing beyond just this little cut on my finger. Your emotions, your depressions, your stress, etc. You cannot heal yourself if you don't heal nature. So we have done experiences where just by healing nature, people heal themselves.
When Good People, Good Works returns, Dr. Alfredo Sverunas will continue discussing his vision of accomplishing human transformation. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
The world is one. Creation is one. We are part of this. Let's not put any more boundaries. Let's be, you know, one in everything. Let's have hope. Not as a matter of long term, somewhere in the future. Now, let's change now.
Welcome back to Good People, Good Works. Today's show features peace advocate, economist, spiritual activist, and vegan, Dr. Alfredo Sverunas, founder and president of the Zambulim Institute for Human Transformation, which seeks to bring spirituality into the fields of economics, business, and public policy to affect human transformation on a global level and bring about world peace.
Because we are all volunteers. I put my pension, my advisors put part of their salary, their time, their profession, their experience. We engage into programs that have to do with this philosophy anywhere in the world. We have a program of awareness creation, and we are trying to provide more awareness of what are the fundamental questions humanity needs to address today. And this requires a lot of work on a right vision, on the right intent, on the right language. I am optimistic that if we use the right instrument, if we have the right collective vision, the right language, you know, the right effort, the right intent, that we will be able very quickly to move into a state of a lot of beautiful welfare for everyone. And I believe that this is what the main thrust of us is all about.
The Institute's programs include a microfinance project to aid the disadvantaged in developing countries, meetings to encourage a discussion of human transformation, and training in the fields of human rights, development, and spirituality in public policymaking.
If you look at the patterns of world consumption, the richest 20% of the world consume 87% of the total, and the poorest 20% consume 1.5% of the total. We industrialize, but we create pollution. So we grow, but many people, many little boats are left behind. We have these incredible achievements but ozone layer is being depleted at a tremendous rate. We have incredible shopping centers, but we have global warming. You know, we have transport that is very fast, but you have peak hour here in LA or in Lisbon or in London, where you are 2 hours behind the wheel. We have a great system that is at fault. And this is not about the capitalist system. This is about human consciousness. You can have the best capitalist system at work, but if people are greedy, people do not understand interdependence between the two of us and nature, between the rest and the spirit, then you can have the best amount of wealth here and be the terrible spender and really cause a lot of damage.
Dr. Sver Yunus says that by bringing nature back into balance, world peace can be achieved.
Peace is basically the result of inner peace. But inner peace cannot happen if you don't heal yourself. Healing yourself as well as healing nature. Healing the content, we here in this planet, and the container, which is the planet itself.
Alfredo Sver Yunus's outstanding peacemaking efforts have been recognized internationally. He was named a Lifetime Ambassador of Peace in 2001, received the World Healer Award in 2002, and was given the Peace Award in 2005 and 2006. In October 2009, the Peace Advocate attended the International Alchemy Conference in Los Angeles, USA, where, as part of the Golden Pyramid of Peace project, a world peace prayer was said in 16 languages. Dr. Sver Yunus participated by reciting a powerful prayer in Spanish.
Gran fuerza creadora, bajo esta pirámide, pedimos que el espíritu de todos los pueblos indígenas, de los abuelos, de las abuelas, presentes y no presentes, que lleguen aquí con la fuerza de la paz interior, porque la paz colectiva solo se dará como resultado de la paz interior. Pedimos al Todopoderoso que nos haga entrar en un proceso de autocura para así poder encontrar esta paz interior y para llegar a esta autocura que nos dé el poder del silencio y la capacidad de sanar la naturaleza. Galaxias en paz, planeta Tierra en paz, continentes en paz, países en paz, habitantes en paz, hombres en paz, mujeres en paz, niños en paz, amanecer en paz, atardecer en paz, sueños en paz, pensamientos en paz, profesiones en paz, tierra en paz, agua en paz, viento en paz, espacio en paz, fuego en paz, paz en todo, todo en paz, paz en todo, todo en paz, paz en todo, todo en paz.
We thank Dr. Sver Yunus for giving us an overview of the activities of the Benevolent Zambuling Institute for Human Transformation. Through the Institute's fine work, along with the efforts of others, may our world soon evolve into a place of peace and harmony for all beings. For more information about the Zambuling Institute for Human Transformation, please visit silentpeacemeditation.com. Another Meaning of Enlightenment and 10 Spiritual Laws to Heal the World may be downloaded free of charge from the same website. Gentle viewers, thank you for joining us on today's Good People, Good Works. Please be sure to join us again next Sunday for part two of our inspiring interview with the accomplished Dr. Alfredo Sver Yunus. Coming up next is The World Around Us after Noteworthy News. May divine light shine upon all of us.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.